Bill. Urgent bill. Urgent tax demand. Ah, here it is. Urgent charity appeal for the homeless. And unless my powers of deduction fail me, a free pen! Excellent. Bring on Saturday's crossword. Oh, drat, I've finished it. Miss Pierce, the phone is ringing.
I know. It hasn't happened for so long, I've forgotten what to do with it.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. The Long, Dark Tea Time of the Soul. By Douglas Adams.
Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. We solve the whole crime, we find the whole person or cat, and eventually a new receptionist. Good telephone manner and advantage, but not, as you'll have noticed, obligatory, especially if you're trying to sell me insurance from a call centre in Bangalore.
Miss Pierce?
Just putting you on hold. Feel free to hang up. Yes.
Oh, thank you not to use that tone with our bank, whose persistence I'm staving off with assurances of imminent funds underpinned by staff loyalty.
Mr. Gently, if the bank had phoned, I would be asking where my salary thinks it's been hiding for the last 3 weeks. Sorry to Oh, hello.
Who is it?
Your cleaner.
Give it to me. Alina? Oh, she's hung up.
I expect she was busy.
Was she cleaning the fridge?
No, she was on the phone. Hard to tell with the accent, but I think she was asking when she'll be paid. You don't need to be particularly holistic to detect a pattern here, do you? Excuse me.
Well, if you prefer monotony of pay...
Regularity of pay...
Over job satisfaction...
Too late. If you hadn't thrown my resignation letter in the bin without opening it, you'd know I start my new job, a real job, on Monday.
Without a reference from or to your previous employer?
British Airways recognised talent, Mr. Gently. Even talent in a charity shop suit whose last owner probably shot J.R. Ewing.
I'm going out to buy a newspaper, and I expect to find you here when I return, and fully recovered.
You'll find me here, all right, clearing my desk.
Ah!
You might consider regular employment yourself. There must be a better use for your talent for conning old ladies out of their pensions, like advertising.
Lucifer, you shall be cast down from heaven into the fiery pit.
Keep your pants on, Sir Michael. All I asked was, if the boss could knock out an entire firmament in 6 days, how about creating a canned drink that cools and satisfies?
Out! And never darken these pearly gates again!
This is so uncool! Who turned off the air conditioning?
No sweat, Lucy. Try this. An ice-cold can of thirst-quenching Hades.
It's good. It's so good, it's wicked.
Now you're cooking.
Hades. I could really fall for this.
Get the hearts for Hades.
The demon drink.
Simon, he fell asleep. Asleep in our commercial.
Mr. Odin, what did you think of the ad?
Looked like hell.
He's an old man. Be patient.
Mr. Rag, Toe, we're in the advertising business now. Looks are everything. The actor you found to play Lucifer, perfect.
Just an old friend who's hoping for a comeback?
I can't imagine where you found him.
He wouldn't want to.
But this old relic you dug up, has he been sleeping rough?
He's missing an eye, for goodness sake.
I have brought you Odin! Odin! Father of the Norse gods himself, here in your office, willing to sell you everything he possesses.
Odin!
What is thy bidding, mortal?
I can't believe I'm playing along. Odin, I am Simon Draycott, and this is my wife, Cynthia. By training, I'm a lawyer.
Toreg, summon my legions of crows. Have this carrion's eyes pecked out.
Wait, wait, great father.
We run a very successful advertising agency.
Check that. Outrageously successful. The Hades soft drinks account has made 7 figures.
Is there a clean bed here somewhere? A place to lie down?
Simon, If you can put a fallen angel into a Prime TV commercial, think what you can do with the father of Valhalla.
The food of the gods account with Thor himself pitching it.
Oh, hold up. We're not talking about Thor. I've got you one immortal soul. Odin's, that's the deal.
Oh, cut to the pack, Shot, please. What do we get out of the deal?
Material wealth and power in the world of men. These are in the gift of any deity.
Except to himself, of course.
He could give us anything.
Finally.
I doubt that very much.
No, feel free to give me a BMW Roadster.
It is parked outside.
Simon! It's your favourite colour.
God!
Yes, once.
Paper! City prices! 50p, cheers. Paper! Good morning, Mr. Gently.
Beats?
Here. Paper! Remember when I got me redundancy money, you said I should buy shares in WayForward Technologies? Paper! You knew someone high up there? Gave me the number of a broker who owed you a favour, even discuss a consideration for your good self if your shares ever went through the roof?
My dear fellow, it's all flooding back.
What do you have? Silly prices! Caught out last night by Sirius Cybernetics. It's all in the paper! Paper.
Bait! My closest, dearest, most recent best friend, I'm so pleased. Not just for your, and ultimately, it seems, my good fortune, but that's probably the only piece of good advice I've ever given. How many did you get?
Oh, I never had any. I bought a greyhound. Okay, are you going to pay for the paper? Paper.
Just a short loan. We'll have it back before the ink's dry.
So, to recap, you get Odin's legacy to do with as you wish. He gets worship, fresh bedclothes, blonde pigtails.
Yes, I got that. What about the heirs to the estate? Will they play ball?
They better not. There's work to be done.
Must you keep talking? I have the onks.
Sounds valuable.
It's a sickness. Only gods get it.
Ah, right. We're back with gods.
Nice stunt with the BMW, but look, we just don't believe in this sort of thing.
Cynthia. Not believing in something doesn't make it go away. Not once it's summoned. Now, the keys are in the car. Just sign up the old fool before Thor hears about this.
Thor? As in a real person?
No, a glove puppet, you Botox bint. Of course he's real.
Thor will not dare oppose me again. Measures are in place.
There were two Millennium Beanie Bears on my desk, and one is missing.
The one you abandoned? Covered under the fax machine.
What's he doing there?
He was taken into Care Bear.
Oh.
Look at this horoscope. He's doing it daily now.
Your stars by the great Zagansa. You don't believe that rubbish, do you?
I've never been bothered by superstition. Touch wood.
But you hold to the notion that great whirling lumps of rock, light years away, know something about your day that you don't.
Of course not. But the great Zagansa does, and he seems to hold a grudge against me. He knows when my birthday is and writes his column deliberately to wind me up.
You will wear a ridiculous hat.
See?
Aren't you being the teensiest bit paranoid?
No. and it's getting out of hand. The paper's circulation has dropped by almost exactly a twelfth since he took over the horoscope, and only I and the great Zaganza know why.
Or care. Right. If there's nothing else, maybe I'll see you at Heathrow.
Fly me, I'm Janice, eh?
Sorry, before my time.
Hello, is this the detective agency?
Holistic detective agency?
If it involves poltergeists, pizza or a missing cat, you're in luck.
No.
Then we're both in the wrong place.
Come through, Mr.
Anstey. Jeff Anstey. Holistic?
The term holistic refers to my conviction that what we're concerned with is the fundamental interconnectedness of all things.
Do you handle goblins?
My dear fellow, I'll handle anyone.
I'm being followed by one. A nasty, dirty little goblin. And a huge, hairy monster with green eyes.
Of course you are.
When I stop and challenge them, they wave things at me. That goblin's got a right mouth on him. He's also got a contract, signed with a splash of blood.
A contract for what?
Oh, I've no idea. The hairy one's got a huge scythe, too. Looks like he's itching to use it.
Where do they follow you?
Everywhere. In the street, on the bus, in Asda.
Mr. Anstey, when did you last get a good night's sleep?
Not for weeks.
What line of work are you in?
I'm a record company executive.
Goodness me, that is desperate, yes. An industry beleaguered by the modern fads for downloads and video games. Hardly surprising a couple of Dungeons and Dragons types stalk you.
But what can I do?
I suggest you buy a 9-iron and a clutch of iPods and spend a few happy hours driving them into the Thames. Then go to bed for a week.
They're just delusions?
Business of late has been less brisk than the tomb, but painful as it is for both myself and my creditors, even if I have to erect a tent in the beer garden of the Red Lion and read palms for a living, better that than proceed with your case. Delusions are not a basis for proper holistic investigation. Good day, Mr. Anstey.
Welcome to Heathrow Terminal 5. Please keep all baggage with you at all times, if you can.
Afternoon, just hand luggage?
Yes.
Janice?
Hello?
It's Richard McDuff.
Oh, Richard, are you in my queue?
No, San Francisco.
Excuse me, miss. I want to go to Oslo.
How's dirt?
No idea. Must get on.
Take care now.
Yes, sir. Oslo, is it?
Yes.
Do you have any hold baggage, sir?
I hold this.
Ah, I see. Tricky. Did you pack your hammer yourself? I'll just check with my supervisor. George?
American Airlines, flight AA4.
Richard!
Kate! Hi! You off chasing a story?
Oh, I wish. I could do with a decent scandal, if that's technically possible. How's Susan?
You know she took over our company after Gordon's death?
Yeah!
Do you remember the arguments?
She said they weren't arguments.
Okay. Discussions, in which we took opposing viewpoints and shouted at each other. Well, next thing I knew, we weren't a couple, and Susan was selling WayForward to Sirius Cybernetics. I'm going there just now.
Doesn't mean a thing, I'm afraid.
They bought Reason from WayForward. Gordon's first software success. Bit old now, needs some tweaks.
Richard, I know jack about software.
Okay. Reason constructs plausible steps to connect any set of unlikely premises to justify any decision.
What would you use it for?
Anything that would otherwise look like a botched mess of lousy planning by the criminally stupid.
Like an Iraq war?
Shh. If you know what to look for... The pattern of the algorithms is unmistakable.
Sounds like it needs more than a tweak.
Mr. McDuff?
Don't look now, but there's a pair of U.S. government-issue sunglasses talking to his cufflinks, and he's headed right...
Richard McDuff?
Yes, but we... Ow!
I'll be your escort to San Francisco. This way.
Bye, Kate. Have a good trip. If you ever get past that giant to check in... Hey, don't push.
Resistance is useless.
It's a hammer. He does seem rather fond of it. He's giving it a cuddle. Yeah. All right. Thanks, George.
It's security, sir. We don't take hammers or checks.
Excuse me? Is this going to take long? I have to catch the Oslo flight.
I'm dealing with this gentleman. I'll be with you in just 1 second.
And time's up. Now, my flight's about to leave. I have one piece of hand luggage, which I packed myself, and my ticket. It'll take about 30 seconds. That's 30 actual seconds, not 30 just 1 seconds, which could keep us here all night.
I do wish to fly to Oslo.
What is the holdup?
It's company policy. The airline doesn't accept checks.
Well, I do. Charge the gentleman's ticket to my card here, and I'll take his check. Okay with you, sir? Make it out to Kate Schechter.
I thank you for your kindness and courtesy. You are a woman of spirit with the eyes of a warrior queen, and I am indebted to you. I also have no check.
Right. I'm trusting you. This is my business card. Hawk your fur coat if you have to. Just send the check, okay?
Okay.
Enter your pin, please.
Okay.
A warrior queen from the land of Primrose Hill, Nwibit.
That's the postcode.
And both your passports, please.
Here.
I have no passport.
What?
I have no passport!
Oh, in which case, Miss Janice Pierce, I'll have my credit card and passport back.
You'll miss the flight.
I don't care. I had planned to see my boyfriend in Oslo, but I will text him instead. It'll probably cross with his text saying he can't be there either.
The gate is now closed.
But I must go to Oslo.
Not with British Airways.
Yes, by Airways. I dare not fly myself again.
Oh, hey, Mr.
Thor.
Thor, come on. I will buy you a coffee.
Must go to Norway. Must fly. Now!
I'm sorry, sir. This flight's now closed.
No! Curse you, woman!
Looking for the toilet. Well, you know, judging by the rest of the Red Lion, I'm surprised they bother with them. Come into Madame Jerry's consulting boudoir. Only close the flaps. It's flipping freezing.
Oh,
Take a seat, my dear. Take a seat.
All right, then.
Cross my palm with a pound coin, and I'll reveal your future.
What'll you do for 10 pence?
Oh, for that I can merely predict the next 2 minutes, during which time you will regret not having the rest of your palm read by a mysterious old gypsy woman.
Here, then.
Where's Piggy?
Ah, there you are.
Thank you.
You don't look like a gypsy.
Ah, well, you see, it's all in the profile, my dear. Romany nose. Now, let's have the left palm. Ooh.
You're a bit stubbly.
Going through the change. Ooh, I'd watch that husband of yours if I was you. Seems a bit of a flighty type.
Yes. He was in the RAF. Oh. It was a fighter pilot lost over the North Sea a fortnight ago. It was on the news.
I'm sorry, you've lost me.
No, I've lost him. The record for surviving in those waters is less than an hour. And since my husband was lost a fortnight ago, it seems unlikely he's anything other than stone dead. And I am trying to get used to the idea. Thank you very much. Give me back my pound.
Mrs. Devlin, I'm so sorry. It is clear from your palm that the sum of money you have coming to you, whilst beyond your wildest dreams, will be no consolation for the loss of your dear, dear husband.
Have you finished?
Would you care for some tea, coffee, pot noodle?
Just my pound back, please. And I really do need to find the ladies.
There you are.
What was that about money coming to me?
I don't know. It must have been the ravings of a man in woman's clothing, racked by remorse.
Oh, well.
Please, if there is a god, any god anywhere, I won't be picky. Bring me a credulous client. Oh, and rich, which goes without saying.
Are you in the tent?
Who's asking?
Jeff Anstey. Oh, beg your pardon, madam. I was looking for Mr. Gently.
Yeah, I was just thinking about you.
Oh, right. No, that's fine. Doesn't make you a bad person.
Yeah, and being a bad person doesn't make me a transvestite. The illusion of the kindly Romany crone is all that kept me from a fate worse than you or I could possibly foretell. Come, warm yourself by the flaming sprig of lucky heather.
Mr. Gently, I've come to apologise. When I visited you last month, you may have thought me, well, credulous.
Perish the thought. I've lost sleep since, worrying that I shunned your cry for help without due investigation.
I was worried you wouldn't want to see me.
Frankly, I am as relieved at our reacquaintance as I will be gratified by the opportunity of saving you from your imminent and inevitable plight.
Well, that's the thing. You were quite right.
I'm not going to say I told you so, but...
They were delusions.
Let's not be hasty.
I was wasting your time, and I'm embarrassed I bothered you. Goblins and hairy monsters with scythes, I ask you.
Can I tell you?
So I came to apologise. No hard feelings?
Completely numb.
Except?
What a very fine word that is. Except what?
I think I know what this is all about.
That'll save some detective work.
I think I've picked something up that I should have passed on.
Have you tried antibiotics?
I've got something they want.
The dwarf and the hairy whatever it was.
Yeah, and it seems the bill has fallen due. You'll see what I mean tomorrow. I need your help. How much do you charge?
$300 a day.
$300?
Plus expenses.
You only live 2 streets away.
I should explain. My methods, involving as they do the fundamental interconnectedness of all things, often lead to expenses that might appear to the untutored eye to be somewhat tangential to matters in hand. My results, however, are not.
Whatever it takes. You'll have to start tomorrow morning.
Mr. Anstey, you're exhibiting all the qualities I most admire in a client.
The only thing I insist on is that you must be at my house. Absolutely, imperatively must be there, ready, functioning and alert, punctually. Without even the merest smidgen of an inkling of tardiness.
Any time of day, I'll be there.
At 6:30 a.m.
That's not day, it's night. A civilized 6:30 for noon is almost certainly what you had in mind.
350 a day.
I'll set the radio alarm.
Conducting the souls of slain heroes to Valhalla. Now that's thirsty work. That's why girls like me like to kick back with a can of Valkyrie vitamin drink.
Be like Brynhilde.
Stoke up your stamina with Valkyrie.
Look at the state of your lungs. Out like a light. Not an ounce of self-control.
Oh, hello. Excuse me. Funny little man.
I'm not little. And you don't want me to start getting funny.
Oh, sorry. Where is this?
St. Thomas's Hospital. Go back to sleep. I'm busy.
What happened?
Nothing happened. I'm always busy.
No, why am I here?
There was an accident. At Heathrow. You were knocked unconscious, but you're all right. Just an overnight for observation.
Oh, what are you doing in my room?
This is the hospital.
Okay, my hospital room.
Well, you're sharing it, aren't you? With this gentleman.
Mr. Thor? Was he hurt?
He needs specialist treatment, so we're transferring him. Now, see that?
Oh, thank God, a drinks machine.
Make sure you leave it alone.
Why?
It's faulty, isn't it? Right, all limbs on the trolley. Where's the hammer? Oh, strap up. Right, I'll be back in a minute for the machine. Now, you get some rest.
Do I need it?
No idea, that's what they tell everyone else.
Oh, 3 a.m. I am thirsty. How faulty could a can of soda be? Okay, in for a penny, in for... Whoa, okay, £2.
Please make your selection. Help. I am not a drinks machine.
Excuse me?
I need help, cloth ears.
I said, don't touch.
Oh, but I'm thirsty.
The water jug's by your bed.
Well, I wanted a soda.
Not from this machine. Where's the plug?
I am Janet.
Right. I've got to be quick. I'm blocking A&E.
Oh, the grey truck out there?
Yes. I'll be back for you in a minute.
I'll get my things.
I was talking to the eagle.
What eagle?
The one you should avoid startling.
Can you fetch the duty nurse? I think I'm delirious.
I am the duty nurse.
According to my clipboard, the nurse is Sally Mills.
That's me.
Oh, I get it. I'm hallucinating all this, aren't I?
Of course you are. How could I be Sally Mills if you weren't? Now sleep. I'll be back, Baldy.
It's 6 o'clock on Wednesday, the 1st of October. You're listening to the Today programme on Radio 4 with Davis Evans and Sarah Montague. The headlines. Police say the incident yesterday at Heathrow's Terminal 5 check-in area was an act of freak indoor global warming. Two people were hospitalised and a member of British Airways staff is reported missing.
5 more minutes.
It's 28 minutes to 9. You're listening to the statement. And here's Nigel Rees to tell us about tonight's quote-unquote...
Anstey, damn.
Morning, Alina. Coffee, please.
Something wrong?
You no pay me. I no make coffee. I no clean.
No clean when I did pay you.
I tidy, I vacuum, I polish, I tidy again. 3 weeks now, no money. And you know what? This house is disgrace.
Yes. I admit that. Let's pick a name at random, shall we? Louis the 14th might dislike this house for being insufficiently sunny or inadequately full of mirrors. Michelangelo would doubtless be distressed by its proportions. I appreciate this room is a shade of green, which Rembrandt would have eaten his own right hand rather than use. Other than that, it is furnished pretty much equally by old coffee mugs, shoes and ashtrays, all of which now share their tasks symbiotically, solely because you do no tidy.
Oh, you cruel man! Look, my hands are red with washing. My throat is sore from asking for gloves. And my hair is grey.
Well, that is no state to come to work in. And talking of hair, it is now fully 3 months since the fridge door has been opened.
I clean kitchen every week. A fridge too.
Not inside, you don't. Have you noticed how that fridge no longer merely stands there? It actually lurks. When a fridge ceases to be inanimate and starts lurking, chances are it's also developed an attitude.
What are you talking about?
This. Observe the human hair I fastened across the edge of the door. The hair that, when broken, would indicate that you had finally cleaned inside it. And here, observe a second hair, stuck across the gap in similar manner, only near the top, which, apart from being grey at the root, is dyed a vivid orange. And Alina, there is only one person who regularly enters this kitchen looking as if her head has been used for extracting metal oxides from industrial waste.
If I clean inside fridge, you pay me up to date and next week too?
My dear Alina, as soon as I get monies, so will you. Dirk Gently?
A very good voicemail, sponsored by Food of the Gods products. You have one new message. Bon appetit.
Bloody advertising.
Where are you? Gently! Message time at 6:31 a.m. Have you tried tasty new...
The client didn't sound best pleased.
Okay. You have client. I clean fridge.
No. Make yourself a coffee and do your nails as usual. We'll dump this fridge and put a new one down on the list of tangential but non-negotiable expenses. Getting rid of this one certainly represents the interconnectedness of all my things. If anyone calls while I'm out, I'm on my mobile.
Okay. Coffee on stove, polish on nails, fridge on eBay.
In The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul by Douglas Adams, Harry Enfield played Dirk Gently and Laurel Lefko was Kate. Peter Davison and Jan Ravens were Simon and Cynthia Draycott. Olivia Colman was Janice Pierce, and Billy Boyd was Richard McDuff. Rupert Degas played Thor, Michael Roberts was Torag, Sally Grace played Eleanor, John Glover was Anstey, and Stephen Moore was Odin. The RAF pilots were Wayne Forrester and Philip Pope. Sarah Montague was herself. The announcer was John Marsh. The programme was dramatised by Dirk Maggs with John Langdon. It was produced by Dirk Maggs and was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4. And it is affectionately dedicated to Geoffrey Perkins.